overnight.
Thanks, Ben. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 18th of February. There are warnings of gales in Humber, Thames, Wight, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 100 miles west of Rockall 983, expected Rockall 991 by midnight tonight. Atlantic low 997, expected Portland 987 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Westerly 4 to 6 at first in Viking and at Cirra's. Otherwise, southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7. Wintry showers, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in West German Bight. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover. East or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 in Humber and Thames. Rain later, moderate or good. Wight, Portland. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Wight, decreasing 4 for a time in Portland and later in Wight. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 at first, but increasing storm 10 for a time in South Biscay. Rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Lundy and later in Fastnet, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Lundy. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Cyclonic 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 for a time later. Showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Bailey, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, moderate or poor. Faroe, Faroes, South East Iceland. Northeasterly 6 to gale 8 at first in northwest and southeast Iceland, otherwise cyclonic 3 to 5, but 6 or 7 at times in East Faroe. Wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Light icing in north southeast Iceland. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 7, 12 miles, 1,005 falling. Stornoway, southeast by east, 3, 27 miles, 1,008 falling. Lerwick, northwest by west, 3, slight rain, 32 miles, 1,011 falling slowly. Lucas, southeast, 3, 22 miles, 1,011 falling. Bridlington, southeast, 5, 1,012 falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast, 5, 5 miles, 1,012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 7, 2 miles, 1,009. Jersey, east by south, 1, recent rain, 5 miles, 1,003, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 6, 1,004. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest, 4, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1,001, falling. Valentia, south-southwest, 3, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 993, falling. Ronaldsway, east-southeast, 7, 11 miles, 1,006, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southeast by east, 7, 15 miles, 1,001, falling quickly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 8th of February. The general situation, as low pressure and frontal troughs approach from the southwest, rain will move over most southern and western areas, with strong to gale force southeasterly winds developing across many coastlines. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 until later, and decreasing 4 at times in Murray Firth. Mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later in Firth of Forth. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East 3 or 4, veering east or southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 until later. Rain later, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time later. Rain later, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 5 to 7, backing east 3 to 5, then north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly 4 to 6, then northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later in east, but 5 to 7 later in west. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northwest, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, occasionally 3 later in north. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times offshore, decreasing 3 to 5 later, then variable 2 or 3 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. East or southeast 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lochfall to Carlingford Loch. Southeast 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in North Channel. Drizzle or rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 until later in west, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8 in south, but 5 or 6 in north, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Wintry showers at first, then mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, Prayer for the Day, presented by Angad Kaur.
Good morning. The Winter Olympics are currently taking place in Italy. I've not experienced these sports, unless you count childhood occasions of sliding around on ice when local lakes had frozen over, or a few ice rink adventures at Christmas time in central London. Plus, I've always been scared of going downhill at speed, and don't especially like the cold. However, I've really enjoyed receiving short videos from my good friend in Estonia, who's been getting out on her skis and skates over these past few months. To feel more engaged with the Winter Olympics, I asked what she loves about skiing and skating. Highlights she shared with me include a feeling of freedom. She can't be worrying about problems or thinking about anything in the past or what's happening tomorrow. It calls her to be completely present in the moment, connecting to an inner flow that comes through coordinating her breath and movement, bringing a sense of aliveness and alignment with the universal spirit. But what I found especially interesting is that she said it's helped with conquering many fears, including how the mountain and the cold has helped her conquer a fear of death. So I've appreciated reflecting on what the Olympics can teach us that relates to our everyday existence. Dear God, may we have gratitude and respect for this physical body, which is the center of our experience. Even if we aren't going to be Olympic champions, may we feel inspired and courageous to try new experiences and bring a new depth of understanding about what it means to be human. But also recognize how activities that take us out of our comfort zone can support our growth, so we may excel in our own way within the bigger picture of our life. Satnam.